Good morning, folks. It's your buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I am on the porch of my cabin this morning, where I usually am when I'm visiting with you on Saturday morning, sipping a little coffee and listening to Western Swing and other things. What a way to start a weekend. I've said that often, but I truly do enjoy the music and also enjoy the chance to visit with you and share some information. Today we're going to talk about, of all things, finding your way around in the woods. Now, you need to know I was an old surveyor. For many years I've made my living surveying, finding tracts of land in the woods and fields and whatnot. So I savvy getting around in the outdoors, how to find your way around. Now, with GPS like it is today, I don't think there's anything that beats a good GPS unit with maps built in. I mean, I know a lot of you folks that hunt and spend time in the outdoors use your GPS a lot. It's just an awesome tool for finding your way around. But it's an electronic gizmo. It runs on batteries, and things go wrong. Not often, but they can go wrong. You need to understand the use of a compass. Now, and I'm sure many of you do, but I might be able to shed some light on the use of a compass for you. Now, there's different ways to put a compass to use. You can run a course with a compass. Go so far on a certain bearing, walk so many paces, turn another, walk another direction, take a bearing on that, walk so many paces. And actually, you're actually running what a surveyor would call a traverse through the woods. That's not hunting. And you're not going to be able to do that in a hunting situation. I guess you could, but you'd spend all your time. I'd spend all my time taking notes and angles and bearings and counting my paces. A compass will do one thing, but a good compass will do this unfailingly. It will point magnetic north for you. Now, that won't help you, believe it or not. If you're out in a, say we're dealing with 1,000 acres of timber that we're hunting in, or whatever, just walking through it. And our goal is to get in there and hunt and then get out to the truck, to the road, find our way out of there. Well, finding north won't help you. Here's what will help you. Before you ever leave the road, let's say, you need a landmark to go that you can go back to and find your way out of there. Just say, for instance, there's a road paralleling a fence line and you take a bearing with your compass. Say that road runs east and west. Perfectly or close to east and west. Okay, go back south. You go back into your property, cross creeks, go over hills, jump gullies, go wherever you need to. Go over back in the woods for 2 or 3 miles meandering. Okay, it's getting late. You need to get out of there. So you think, okay, break my compass out. You can already see where we're going with this. You're not worried about running the exact course that you used to get back in there. You're worried about finding that truck before dark. Pull your compass out. What do? You just find north because there's a road over there somewhere that runs east and west. Well, if you go north, just keep walking north, you're going to hit that road. So that's one way to use the compass. Now, I use GPS a lot. I carry it with me all the time when I'm out. The mapping features that are built into today's GPS are absolutely awesome. But I still keep that compass if I'm in an area that I'm not familiar with. Now, this probably will help you if you just think about it. Don't just depend on the compass to do anything other than point north. But if you have it oriented to something on the Earth's surface, like a road or whatever, river, whatever, you can find your way wherever you want to go. Now, there's apps now, and they're very, very helpful and very accurate apps for navigating, but I found they work on your cell minutes, and they can be quite costly. But hope this has helped a little bit, folks. Like I say, I've spent a lifetime in the outdoors and a long time surveying, and don't forget your compass next time you're out and about in the woods, but also don't forget to check a bearing before you head out so you know where to go back to. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.